This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And good morning, 11 minutes past 8. Let's get into our conversation for the morning. A lot of people started talking, especially since that resolution was signed and the news broke. Some people still don't believe that that document is authentic. Anyways, in our conversation today, even though the focus is not entirely on that document, but it still has a lot to do with our conversation because we are looking at activities of the APC in Rivers State leadership. Do they have a faction? Are there factions in the APC? Who is the leader indeed of the APC? It's a lot. How effective is the APC's role as opposition in Rivers State? In fact, some people believe that the minister of the FCT is somewhat way in charge of the APC in Rivers State, as well as he is of the PDP. And some people had even said for the SDP is also in charge. I mean, when I spoke with the SDP, that was clarified. And they said from their own perspective, nothing like that. Is that the same with the APC? Well, we'll get to find out today. On Facebook, it is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, and we have a question on our post there that we need you to respond to. Whether you think that the APC in Rivers State is benefited from the recent resolution reached between the minister and the governor. This happened in Abuja yesterday with the president of the country in attendance with that meeting. And, well, the rest, I'm sure you already know. My guest this morning is the spokesperson of Rivers APC Governorship Yonkin Council, Sagbaya Eli. Sir, you're welcome and good morning to you. Fantastic. Well, there's a lot to talk about. Where to start is even very confusing because, I mean, the issues in Rivers State keep unfolding every single hour, every single day. But let us start with you clarifying this for us. And that would be the situation of the APC in Rivers State. Are there factions within the APC in Rivers State, or do we have one leadership?
There is one APC leadership in Rivers State, in the person of the Right Honorable Kikeli Dlamini, former governor and immediate past minister for transportation of the Federal Republic.
He is
that
still.
APC, but you know, as a de-elected executive at state level, at the SC level, at the world level, and they were elected at Congress's function by the Constitution for terms of 4 years each, subject to re-election. That is a law, that's a position. However, about like 2 or 3 weeks ago, some impunity came afoot in the sense of the National Working Committee ascribing these powers that are not inherent in that background of the party with the dissolution of the structures of the state without crisis. Recall that in 2018, when the APC ran the crisis over Congress, up to when we were disallowed to participate in the election of 2019, no organ of the party was dissolved by itself. None. Instead, the courts nullify the congresses, and then that gave rise to the SWC appointing the Kerala committee. That's how it's done, because of the crisis. In this case, there's no crisis. And then Ganduje, who was appointed, not elected at the convention, and the national secretary was also appointed as elected, and then the first elected national chairman, Senator Abdullahi Adamu, and elected national secretary, Senator Yolami Sanogo, to resign and impose the national secretary and national chairman of the party. These are the ones that came and started the NWC to sack elected executive of the party. That is unquestionable.
So are you saying that does not hold water? Because at the moment, Mr. Eli, if you allow me conclude, because at the moment we know that we have an acting chairman in Rivers State in the person of Chief Tony Okocha. nominated or assigned that position by the national leadership of the party's acting capacity. That is where we are. So you're saying that the party in Rivers State doesn't recognize his role or recognize those appointments made by the national leadership of your party?
You see, let the facts speak for themselves. That man I just mentioned had a Thanksgiving on Sunday, all right, at the Potter Ball Club field. That thing is out there. Is that what an NPC decided to arrest it? How many NPC leaders I know were in that event? Number two, I just gave a narrative. In any event, but I subdued this. As a speaker, Peter Ochuku said for himself, I'm not behalf of the Federal Committee of the Party, had mother voice a court in Abuja, challenging the attempt to usurp the powers of the Federal Committee, who fired that appointment of the Federal Committee. A mother is very court. My worry, sir, is we might be headed the way of the Brian Mark case in 2018, where APC ended up not having a candidate on the ballot in 2019. Perhaps that's what APC Akas Abuja would achieve. They'll have the minister with whom they have an alliance, Mr. ICT, have his way, the way he wants to reverse it. Like, I guess that also has to do with what they're doing to the board of governor of the state. But they have one man imposed his rule on the state. So what two men have identified that they caught to rule, probably late in the day, that whatever that's done is illegal and unconstitutional, and therefore they isn't eligible to produce candidates for the election.
What about the governorship candidate of your party in River State who's heading to the Supreme Court, I'm sure? What's the situation with that? We saw the candidate of the Labour Party withdraw from pursuing the matter to the Supreme Court. Your party and your candidate, you're still at the Supreme Court. The National had withdrawn its support and says, well, it's not going on this journey with you. And with the situation following the leadership, and then even how we see the PDP members relating with APC members and all. First, tell us, what is the situation like with your governorship candidate?
Well, see, I talk about power stage.
Well, it doesn't look like we have.
Except we did not follow the appeal court proceedings. The appeal court had thrown away that decision of the tribunal that the candidate of the party probably stand on federal ground after the party withdrew. That was the gross misinterpretation of Section 133, Section 1 of the Electoral Act 2022. That people that set that aside, so it's no more the case. So, whoever can go all the way as he did see the ICE, is not federal at law at all to challenge that kind of election. However, if he decides this minute to withdraw, like this is more of the Labour Party has done, it is at his own will, caprice. He can decide to do that, and nobody can question him. I don't matter by myself, as you will know.
With the defections that we've heard lately then, especially lawmakers who were said to have defected to the APC, with what you've explained about the situation in the APC in River State at the moment and leadership, are you saying that the party doesn't recognize these lawmakers as APC members now?
Well, in the party is an organic whole. Yesterday, the state chairman of the party, Jimmy Elected, Jimmy Elected, was on Friday's The Money Show, and spoke extensively on this issue. And like I said, yeah, the matter is already subjudice. So if there is some contraption led by the question advises those defectees, that is his business. The question to ask is, can we provide for them a legal foundation to stand on? Because why they are already embroiled in the constitutional quagmire, if there is in fact to Section 109, Section 1, Paragraph G of the Constitution, if I'm a parliamentarian, whether at the state national level, that social problem applies to the state of assembly. Anyway, in the river state, if you defend the special tenure for a party under that on which you're elected, you have automatically lost your seat. The only thing left are two things. One, the speaker will declare a seat vacant upon receipt of evidence that is infected. The two, direct INEC to conduct election for by election to fill the seat. over happened. So the best APC can do for them is probably when the INEC comes to the election, the new run as APC candidate, that's if that is allowed by the party if it gets to that stage. But I understand right now, they are not assembly members. They have to deal with that consequence. They're going to go into further contraption. Will be to complicate issues. Remember, I told you here that the speaker is sitting lying before the court in Peter Oshuko against Ganduje and others. The outcome of that suit might determine the future of the APC going forward.
Because
if you go to a party that has legal issues already, then there are four foundations. And they will not have a receipt for 2019.
So you don't think the APC benefits from this situation, especially with the resolution between the ministers?
In the case of the PDP Universal Resolution, okay, if so I said a couple of times will be defected. Even when Governor Bello Mata was defected from the PDP to the APC, it was limited in reach. The clips everywhere. And Governor Bello Ayade defected from the PDP to the APC, it was rampant there. Now, but the court is very silent about what happened in the PDP. I mean, in any event, the speaker that rules as Speaker Baka moved from the PDP to join Action Congress. That in the name of the government, that thing that forbids parliamentarians does not apply. So government can move, that's not the problem. The parliament cannot move. And in court also by here in the state, towards the end of the last term, Chief of Prime Minister of the PDP, living by Elementary and then the constituency, as well as if it was going to change a more fair constituency, defected to the APC. The second thing led the PDP president, challenging that deception. Somehow, by the Bemola, who is the speaker at the time, Machi was standing the president, as speaker and member of the APC, refused to declare chief vacant. Then I caught up to that panel last, at the elections held for 2023 to the president. That's what happened. So the leader of the PDP himself knows that it is not acceptable under the constitution to defect. He can let this young man to go and ruin their destiny by defecting to the APC.
But some people argue that the defection process wasn't properly implemented. It takes beyond just announcing on the floor of the House that, oh, you have defected and you're not a member of the APC and you're in support of the president and all of that. It takes beyond that to defect. What exactly is the procedure like? If someone is to join the APC from another party, what would the APC expect them to do before you say they are now members of the APC?
Well, I don't agree with the type of procedure you're referring to. People are uninformed with respect to them. If you want to join a party, ideally, you go to your ward and you register to the party. All right? Ideally.
Mm.
In the case of parliamentarians who are defecting, they disclose their intention on the floor of the House or communicate right into the Speaker. Also, that will never again happen in Nigeria up to National Assembly level. So these guys came out from the House of Assembly. Maybe the APC flags are announced. They have not only done that, they're going to step further on Sunday, publicly, announcing, speaking to Master Kamehwele, who is also the focus of the one, it affected the APC.
All right, let's take a commercial, Mr. Eli. Just hold your thoughts. Let's take a commercial. We'll continue when we return. Stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire.
Settle you into your day when we say hello, Podhackers.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
A Our spokesperson of the Rivers APC Campaign Council is with us on the show this morning, Sogbeye Eli. My name is Ifeemi Andrew. It's 9:29 minutes past 8 here on the Morning Crossfire on Nigeria Info. And on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, it's very simple. Is the APC in Rivers State benefiting from the recent resolution between the minister and the governor? The meeting was held in Abuja in the presence of the president. And if you look at that, well, it did not state whether the lawmakers would have to return to the PDP or remain in the APC. My guest had rightly said that, well, the defection of those lawmakers are still authentic. They might not really need to go to their wards and, you know, register and, you know, whether they have torn their cards for the PDP and informed their ward chairman in the PDP that, hey, we are no longer members of the PDP, we're now members of the APC. That might not stand. Their role as lawmaker in the House, making that announcement, he says, confirms a lot. So, does that now mean that we have 25 lawmakers from the APC in the Rivers State House of Assembly if things go according to the agreement? Some still think the APC isn't benefiting from that in any way. Mr. Eli, thank you for staying on the line for us.
Thank you.
And fantastic the clarifications you're trying to make with regards to the leadership issues in the APC. But one thing I would need you to just give a straight answer to is, if you have said all you've said, then the court cases that you think will declare null and void some of the activities that has already been put in place by the APC at national level, two questions I would ask, in fact. The first one is, you would still agree that in APC in Rivers State, we have factions. Is that correct, or is everybody in sole followership and loyal to the Minister of Transportation, who you say is still in charge of the APC in Rivers State?
Well, I don't know what you mean by factions, but if my understanding of political factions is correct, now suggests the existence of two different groups under two different leaderships or more.
Yes.
Okay. I just told you, have a single line of leadership, a single line of elected executives from the world level to state level, who are functional until some impunity happened in Abuja. And that impunity is being contested in court. So, until that is determined, I will not want to speak on the matter of subsidies.
Okay.
Let the court determine whether or not the placement of the elected executives in the Kedah committee is legal, is constitutional, and not ultra virus. That's about that.
Okay.
As for who is a leader, the APC Constitution does not define who should be a leader, but it is confirmed on the basis of one who has held the highest political office. At the time we left the PDP for the APC in 2014 in Rivers State, Rachel Amechi was the governor of Rivers State and therefore the highest office holder. All right. Afterwards, he became a minister. Now, the former governor of Abuja George in the APC, former governors like Ben Kalu in the APC. So if I mention his leadership, it is devolved on those people, not when the man was not being beyond the chief of staff in government house. So Tano Okoja cannot have high leadership himself. This is our convictions, right? If you're not a minister or a governor at that level, you can't be a minister, can't be leader of a party. It's not about wishful thinking. Not about that. As for factions, but not the only faction.
So
I think that you surpass attempt of studying the
So, Chief Tony Okocha, you're saying, because Chief Tony Okocha had declared himself leader, and most recently you said that the court, the matter has been contested in court, and so you would... two things, I'm coming, because there's also... Yeah, but then he also referred to himself as leader after the elections, before now getting that appointment as chairman of the caretaker committee of the APC in Rivers State, which you have said, well, it's a matter that's prejudiced and you would not want to say too much about it. Let the court tell whether the actions of the national is within the provisions of the law. The second question I would want to ask is, for a long period of time, I remember having different conversations with you, and I always asked why we do not see the national say anything or take decisions with regards to the activities of the APC in Rivers State, building up to the elections, during the elections, and even after the elections, except for now. We did not get to hear much from the national leadership with regards to the happenings and activities of the APC in Rivers State, if not until just most recently. And many people would wonder, are inclusive? And I think when I ask this question, I'll be speaking for a lot of people when I say, what exactly would be the interest now? Because it is very, for many people, surprising that we have the national now stepping in and taking actions that you have described as unconstitutional.
But if you let me shoot straight from the hip, the APC has always been a contraption, a political rally, the political party. The APC, public so-called, was cobbled together with different trans groups coming together for the sake of taking power from the PDP in 2015. The APC could even manage its own internal contradictions after they won. So much so that before 2019, most of the heavyweights that came from the PDP returned. Atiku Abubakar returned, Okpaso returned, Tambo returned, Saraki returned, and so on and so forth. And if you recall what happened in the 2019 election, that's for the summer contradiction. We had lost the election, but indeed we lost 5 states to the PDP. But the Sanders are not able to cure its own malaria. That's why we keep having this flip flops. We lost Bayelsa State, we lost River State, we lost Zamfara, we lost Adamawa, we lost Oyo State to the PDP. Opposite now, the same APC that you mentioned, rightly questioned just now, because Buhari left power and Tinubu took over, the APC is now loyal to Bola Tinubu as president, not to the Conservative Party. That's not the party. The party cannot work on the basis of who is president. So, under Buhari, this is not happening. When Tinubu took over, suddenly APC became antagonistic to the state level, to the chapter of the APC. When the attack rally in the North Sea world, the next thing that happened is that when court challenging the results of the elections, they go to court to withdraw no petitioners. All of that was done in consonance.
But the president.
The script as was seen.
But the president.
The script, excuse me, Lam.
Okay.
The script is what I've seen to the margins of Mr. Wiki as minister in an APC government. This critical of led to the minds of the committee protege is Zona Culture and Chapter Committee. This same script is what led to the president in intervening in the internal crisis of the PDP University. This same president, this same text is the reason why the concern of the reading in that same called resolution is today. The law is settled in 109 sub 1 paragraph G of the Constitution, that why it is fact, you have lost a seat. You have lost a seat, and the speaker are pronounced summarily. Including the case of if they are very good day against all those in our assembly, our case has not happened with GDP, you know, it doesn't say in all cases. It happened in the federal court in Canada when Kingston makes the defendant liability to the APC. This is not the African. But in this case, because of the interest of the APC leadership department in River States in some kind of backwater agreements that they have with the KIC, they should be not interested.
But this is my question then. The president, as the highest office, holding the highest office in your party, and is in your party, what does that make him? Because you are saying that it is people loyal to the president and not the APC. But then the president's a member of the APC and is holding the highest position in the country and is a member of your party. I'm pretty sure I'm not a member of your party or don't understand how your constitution works, but from the little that I know, being the president makes him the leader of the party at the highest level. Am I correct?
I'm not contesting you.
So doesn't that mean that it is not... Would it be out of place if people then...
I'm not contesting...
What is then?
That the party, when it's called end-of-party supremacy, means that everybody who subscribes to members of that party is bound by the constitution of that party, by the rules of that party.
But my question now is, for the purposes of ensuring that the APC comes up as a unified, united front and holds its position as opposition in Rivers State firmly, have we had meetings between the minister, former minister, who you say is the leader in your position, has there been a meeting between himself and the president to discuss the way forward for the APC in Rivers State?
That shouldn't be our concern. The difference between Amaechi and Tinubu should not become the issue of APC. Alright? Tinubu ran an election for electric ticket. Amaechi came second. There were people on that same race. There was the vice president, the past vice president, the Amaechi Pajo. There was the immediate past senate president, Apelawan. Even the current senate president ran, so I stepped down. Okay? And finally, a lot of them ran. So what's the difference about Amaechi?
No. The point is, if he's the leader of the party, not from whether he ran or not, as leader, and with the issues in the party, many would expect that he would. I just want to finish the question so you are putting it in proper perspective. My point is, as the leader of the party in the state, and with all of this going on, and the different decisions being made, and all of that, that doesn't sit too well. Shouldn't it be appropriate for the leader to meet with the highest ranking officer in the country, who is also a member of his party, so that we get some resolutions and form some sort of conformity?
Okay, I want me to walk into Amaechi's head and tell him what...
No, we're asking if any of such has happened. We're not saying walk into his head.
I don't know. I don't know what has happened. The president is not a man he's just walking to. The president, by head of his position, is the president. He is not president of APC.
Mm.
Yeah, the fellow officer, you can't just walk into the president. First, I'm meeting a guy just in Abuja. It's about the behest of the president. So people from right around for the president. You cannot walk in, you cannot meet him on the list. If some people are delaying that meeting, right? Former government was a member of PDP. The only time I saw them who claimed to be APC, from the government I've seen, is in the culture. Everybody there was PDP. So the president determines who sees him. So if anything we want is via the BS of the president. But clearly this same president with respect to him has shown from his actions so far that the government is on one side. But he has something to be wicked that's not APC. Alright? So he has some political alliance. He also that his interest. That drives his interest on the national. Is that the kind of event we want to have a convention in? Did he consult on an appointed wicked minister? Then the president of Wiki is not a member of the APC in that state. He knows. So clearly, the man has taken a stand and has done his own thing. Okay? The least you can do is to watch and take a decision after all. We have what they call freedom of association in the Constitution. That's the right to assume what I want. We have to have the right. So at that point time, we want to confirm what's going on with that, what we want to do. That's how it's done.
Okay.
We didn't begin from here. We are somewhere. When the environment becomes too toxic for us in the PDP, we left. So, here we are. If the environment becomes too toxic for them, what do you do? That's how it's done.
All right, then. Let's open the phone lines and take a few calls now. Quickly, 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0003. The numbers again to call are 0817-923-0003 and 0817-923-0007. You can send WhatsApp messages to 08090306416. And some of the messages here, first one from Odimegu says, it should be noted that peace brokered by the president, the governor has to be careful because of the next attempt, he will not. Okay, it is difficult to gather spilled oil. It should be noted that peace and war go in pari passu. This one says, the presidency have a special interest in Rivers State government, but it will be for the good of Rivers people. This one says, the 27 lawmakers remain in the APC. That is the resolution. You people say Mr. President should intervene, and he has intervened, and you're rejecting, and then you don't know what you want. Let's get to Robin in Echie on the phone lines. Robin, good morning to you.
Good morning, my brother, I see Andrew.
Go ahead, my guest can hear you, Robin. Go ahead with your question or contribution. You heard the question.
Yes.
Go on.
Yes, greetings to the guest. I have my position. I have shouted that President Ahmed Bola Tinubu, when he took over office in 29th of May, he said he was going to administer leadership of Nigeria with the rule of law. Is that what we are seeing now? Is the rule of law? Yes, his father and son, the president, our governor, Steve Fubara, told us. Next week, the health minister, these are the same people who block INEC office in Abayu. You say, Andrew, are you not a river state here? The same group of persons block INEC. This is a foreign location. Look at where we are. When we talk, they say we talk too much. I have to talk because I'm a son of River State. I have never benefited. Look at the delegation who wants to sign that document. They are all beneficiaries. To the past government, to the present government, some of them, their children are serving in the executive committee of River State Council. You tell me because we need peace. Because we call on the president to intervene. That kind of intervention is it. Who remember the national security advisor to the president? Is he not aware of what Bomagud has said? Is he not aware that soldiers have been slaughtered in Abuja?
Braid is in Oginigba. Braid, let's hear from you quickly. Let's also remember that you respond to a particular question. And we're asking, you saw the resolutions. Do you think the APC in River State would benefit from that, especially because we did not hear whether the lawmakers should return to the PDP or remain in the APC? Braid, go ahead. Good morning.
Good morning, Jamie.
Yeah, go on.
Good morning, Eli. My name is Chief Comrade. I am Braid. Yes, Efemi, the way Anmara, the 25 members defected, is unconstitutional. The party has constitution concerning defects. You have to start from the world. They also notify the PDP that they are crossing to APC. They are no more with their former party. And also, you cannot pass from the back door or from the window. And you should also understand that the APC State Executive Council, they've gone to court concerning the critical committee. And Roger Michubike Amechi, the former minister and the former governor of River State, is still the leader of the party. Has he been consulted concerning all these defects? Mr. President has called him to say, look, XYZ is going on in your state. How are we going to reconcile this matter? And the people that went and signed the memorandum, did they hear from Rivers people? And those are people that have benefited immensely from River State funds. And they are still trying to recycle themselves. And Rivers people will continue to resist them. Because River State structure has not been with them, and it will never be with them. We will resist it. Please, River State should be peaceful, and they should listen from the River State people to get the
thank you very
of
much,
River
Braid.
State people to anything.
Let's go to Emeka now in Elelewon. Good morning, Emeka.
Yes, morning, my brother.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is the happiest day as a River man. This is what I've been expecting a long time, and I know this is going to be. The lawmakers, their majority, is clear that it is vacant. You that declare it is vacant. Are you the speaker? Do you have the capacity to declare it is vacant? How many can you make up a forum? If I said the truth, only 4 members, the other 2 us, they are declaring 27 members vacant. Who made any speaker? I've been telling people this thing several times that this thing needs peace. Stop chasing Martin and Ewule. As long as you are still chasing that man, you are in problem. He is authentic speaker, elected speaker by River State. He don't have the capacity to remove him forcibly. No, and enforcing ADC here to us. ADC has been suspended from the house. You know, so he has the capacity to say he declared the city. But 4 people passed protest on River State. You know the shame? 4 people, 4. And people are not seeing in that angle. And he wants peace to be River State. No. I was happy to see people today. He's really person I respected. The rest of the country that says, hey, that people have a job, those who are benefiting from the governor. If I tell you how much the governor spent so far in this
problem, Emeka, please don't tell us because you don't work with the governor. You don't know whether I spent money, Emeka. Thank you. Clinton is in Bori. Clinton, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to ask, is the president above the constitution of Nigeria that he will now petition the constitution and order? Because what I'm seeing in that resolution is a direct order to the governor forgetting that River State is a federation unit under the federal government. So I don't even see anything to benefit there. How does the APC benefit? Because the constitution is explicit, it's clear enough to state that those that defected have lost their seat. So they are non-House Assembly members. So I don't see any way we benefit from those people. So I think the federal government is usurping the powers of the law by giving directly to the governor. And the governor is not even looking out for himself. Because if the governor cared about himself, he will not sign that resolution that was signed yesterday. Thank you very much.
All right, let's hear from Clinton Jude in Omuma now. Hello, Jude.
The president President Tinubu is the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. He's not a president of a particular party now. But he cannot change the constitution by himself and himself alone. The constitution is very, very clear on what the 25, 26, or 27 River States House of Assembly have done. Defend the consequences. The constitution spells it out. So whatever peace the president has brokered in Abuja does not change the constitution. PDP have declared the seat vacant in accordance with the constitution. So whether they come back to APC or PDP, the constitution has taken very, very careful of that. It made it very clear, and it's clear. So now, those people who have gone to Abuja to broker the peace, that's what I'm coming now. I'm a reverse man, and I'm so worried. Now, Dr. Peter Odeling, I have known him over the years. I'm older than him. I'm a statesman. Now, this is somebody I can describe as bread and butter with former Governor Wike. You've been in River State. This is a man whom the past governor has given $2 billion of our money.
All right.
$2 billion to his privately owned university. Now, this is a man. The past governor has given employment to his daughters in the judiciary when our children are all crying.
Well, I think you should also, it's also fair that you declare that the governor does not have cannot give employment into the judiciary.
To stand up and tell Wike on his face. Is that the wife? So these are the people who have gone there to broker the peace, and they are telling me as a reverse man, I don't want to tell you much.
All right, Jude, thank you very much. But I just have to clarify, the governor cannot say who should be employed into the judiciary or not at the time he was governor. So I'm pretty sure the judiciary has its own procedure as to who it calls to bar and who sits on the bench. That is strictly followed by the judiciary. So just to make that very clear. Let me get to my guest. We're already out of time in just about 2 minutes. Mr. Eli, you heard some of the callers. I just took a few more messages. Also, Francis from Enugu says, King says, peace without justice, equity, and fairness is peaceless. Thank God says this resolution had already been written days ago. 27 lawmakers remain in the APC. Amongst many other messages. Quickly, just give us a response to this. Many would look and say opposition in the state is almost gone, especially with the APC who is supposed to be in the forefront, but not much has been heard. How would you respond to this resolution, and what does it mean for River State and development? How would the APC respond to it? In few seconds.
We're not going to do an illegal thing and profit from it. We're passing our further progressive values. Now, I mentioned here that the Babylon did not declare itself Chisholm Dickey when they defected because it is benefiting the APC. We don't do that. The law is a law. So we will not say because 27 members join the party, that we're not to amend the constitution, therefore we should be happy. No. We're sowing bad seeds. We're planting landmines that will grow up and live tomorrow. This country must be founded on the rule of law, on justice and constitutionalism.
Okay.
Not to self-help for political reasons or political expediency does not work.
All right, Mr. Eli.
I cannot subscribe to that. I'm not saying...
Thank you, Mr. Eli, but we have to wrap it up now and go for a commercial. Thank you very much.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire.
Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.